Dallas Manuel, Dallas Manuel, Manuel. This is born 10/19/53. Seen today, which is 1/22/24. Let's see. 71-year-old gentleman, 71-year-old white gentleman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. Patient originally from Louisiana, divorced, has two kids. One lives in Dallas, one in Florida, which he doesn't see them very much. He lives in a group home at this time. In the past, since last certification, patient has become more weak, has become weaker, looks pale. He continues to smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol at this time. He doesn't use oxygen. Per records at the group home, he's lost 4.5 pounds. He suffers from congestive heart failure as his hospice diagnosis, but he also suffers from severe peripheral vascular disease, has left leg stent placed right above the knee amputation. And he continues to smoke despite these episodes, these issues. I have reviewed his medication that's used to control his pain and control his blood pressure and his severe neuropathy, which appear to be working at this time, except he says at nighttime his neuropathy tends to get worse. Patient has continued to decline from last visit. Has a KPS score of 40%. And remains on hospice at this time. Thank you. Next patient is Philip Thomas, P-H-I-L-I-P, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, 11/23/51. Today is 22/24, 72-year-old gentleman, communication specialist with Southwestern Bell, currently on hospice with congestive heart failure and COPD, period. He has a 50-plus-year smoking history, suffers from diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, unstable angina, history of myocardial infarction, recurrent TIAs. Patient is wheelchair bound with right below the knee amputation. He also has decreased appetite, chronic renal insufficiency, wears a pull-up because he's becoming bowel and bladder incontinent, lives in a group home. Patient's since last visit has become much weaker, has a KPS score of 40%. His congestive heart failure leaves him short-winded at times with prolonged sentences, also with any type of activity. He also has trouble sleeping at nighttime because of sundowner syndrome, confusion, and neuropathic pain related to his current diagnosis. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Thomas. Next patient is Masood, M-A-S-U-D, A-H-M-E-D, 4/20/61. He's a 62-year-old gentleman on hospice with dementia. Patient has severe behavioral issue, has required more medication since last visit to continue caring for him at a group home. He appears to be confused, sleeps very little. He's on Invega, injectable weekly, Seroquel, Depakote, Abilify, Lamictal, Benadryl, Effexor, Vistril, trazodone, Remeron, Norvasc, and thyroid medication to control his blood pressure, his hypothyroidism, and his severe anxiety agitation. Patient has shown signs of weakness. He lives in a group home. He's never been married. He moved here from India in 1981 with his father. He's worked in grocery stores when he was able to work. Overall prognosis has remained poor. He has a KPA score of 40%. He's no longer able to care for himself and requires help of the folks at the group home to care for him. He meets the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia and continues to show decline. Patient has a KPA score of 40%, by the way. On all of these, put down the date of birth, today's date, and face-to-face evaluation. Thank you. Bye.